Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Amply Promise podcast. My name is Chris, and today, on this gorgeous summer's day, it's summer, I'm joined by my best friend in the whole wide world, James D. Downey.
Hello.
And what is episode 77 of the podcast?
All the sevens.
It's been so long. It feels like it's been so long.
It's been a month.
It's been a month from last one. And we've just had so much going on, and we're going to discuss some of that in the podcast today as to why we've been absent. But
So much going on.
But you join us on the 13th of May, which means, of course, we have a list.
Unlucky for some, the number 13, Chris.
Not us.
No, oh, God, no.
Shouldn't have done this. 1857, Sir Ronald Ross, discoverer of the cause of malaria, is born.
Good, fair play to him.
It's a good day. 1857, that's a long time ago. Malaria. It's a long time to discover malaria. It's been a...
Been around for a while.
And they still can't do anything about it, really.
Well, they're nearly there, I think.
Are they? They're nearly there with a lot of things.
Yeah, true.
But here are a few sickening thoughts.
Oh, Jesus.
If you want to do that.
Why not?
A single can of corned beef from South America led to the death of 3 people and the infection of 512 others in Aberdeen, Scotland in 1964. The corned beef was cut on a supermarket slicer, which had been used for meat infected with typhoid. Dear.
Why?
I know.
How did he find that out? Where did he go for this source? This is crazy.
Powdered unicorn horn was believed to be a guaranteed cure for the plague in the 14th century.
That sounds like something you'd use as an erectile agent.
Erectile agent?
Viagra type substitute.
Powdered unicorn horn.
Powdered unicorn horn.
Malaria comes from the Italian mala aria, meaning bad air. And malaria is actually transmitted by the bite of the female mosquito, not the male.
Fair enough. So all you have to do is take out all the females.
Yeah.
No bad.
Also, I think we discussed this. It probably was last week, but mosquitoes are more attracted to people who have recently eaten bananas.
And they are attracted to different types of music as well.
Are they?
You can play different types of music. I think hip hop is the best music to play to deter mosquitoes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that was on the BBC recently.
Wow.
I know.
Some people believe that Richard II died of anorexia.
Mad.
Before Hungarian doctor Ignaz Semmelweis, came up with the idea, people didn't wash their hands before or after delivering a baby.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Wow.
They used to be like so dirty in the old days, Chris.
But why would you not wash your hands?
Because they're like, oh, I'm already dirty. Like, why clean up now?
I'm going to get dirty after.
I'm going to get dirty again.
That's why they had warts and stuff. And
like, they used to cut people open and just like, you know, replace parts and just like, yeah, keep her lit. We're going.
We're on a roll.
Bits of blood everywhere.
Do you know what the world's most common disease is?
It's going to be it's an STD?
Nope.
Oh, the flu.
No, it's tooth decay. Tooth decay is a disease.
I guess so. Mm. I don't know. That kind of feels like they're trying to catch me out there.
Yeah. That's why I asked you in a cunning way.
Yeah.
The plague could possibly have been prevented with penicillin.
There you go. But you didn't know about penicillin until like...
I know. Yeah, they didn't.
Well, that's good knowledge, isn't it, Philip?
That's like saying the potato famine could have been resolved with more potatoes.
Yeah. The potato famine wouldn't have occurred if Ireland had been 10 times larger.
No, yeah.
In landmass.
The famine lasted 3 years. That's it. No?
I recently was at a quiz, Chris.
Right.
Well, not a quiz. It was like there's a couple of people who were playing among each other, right? And that question came up, when did the famine happen? And I said it was 1845 to like 1849 or something. And then the correct answer was like 1845 to 1856 or something stupid like that. And I was like, whoa.
Last that long.
Yeah.
Is this like the rolling effects or something?
Like that. They don't know.
I think it only lasted 3 years.
I think something similar happened. It only lasted for like 3 years and then it went away. And then it came back on a smaller scale. But all the damage was done in those 3 years or something like that.
The famine was always a topic that interested me at school, though, when we learned about it.
The famine is actually really interesting when you think about it.
Because people used to get on those ships and go to America. What do they call it? Coffin ships, yeah.
Because they were just so bad, like diseases and stuff.
But like, why did they not have anything else to eat?
Well, Chris, you know, I did study history and you want to get me started in this, I may not stop.
Like,
but basically, Christopher, because Ireland was treated as a colony by... they are British pressures. Nah, I'm only messing. But pretty much because
why could they not have had like
they had a really bad system back then where it was like when you owned your farm of land, you didn't really own it. It belonged to the landlord, and you had to like grow so many crops to pay to keep your land.
Yeah.
And then you only had like so much land left for food, and it had to be all potatoes because that's the only thing you could grow to feed you in the small amount of land that you had left. And then whenever you died, you could give your, you couldn't give all of your land to your son. You had to subdivide it. Remember subdividing it?
Yeah.
You had to subdivide it. Why? So the lands just got smaller and smaller, and it made it so that whenever the famine did happen, all people could eat was potatoes, and that's all they were growing. So they were completely fucked whenever the potatoes failed.
So it was just a poor system in place.
It was poorly managed by the higher ups. And did they? What did they do whenever it all went to shit, Chris?
What did they do?
They sent all our wheat over to India.
Did they?
Apparently.
Why? What's wrong with bread?
That's where the money was, by.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I might be a bit biased there, but
something... But that's the general gist of why so many people
is that it was mismanaged and the Irish were allowed to starve.
Do you remember the books that we read in school or got read to us, Under the Hawthorn Tree?
I love those.
Fantastic books, yeah. And up until the 1850s, no one knew germs existed. Hospitals didn't use to change sheets between patients, and surgeons would wear bloodstained aprons with pride to show how many operations they had performed. People were so misinformed back in the day. Wow. Mm. Wow. How about, just while we're here on this page, because we're not going to do the 14th of May, but why don't I tell you about things I realize I know about cows without particularly knowing how.
Right, go on.
With their big goo-goo eyes, cows look gentle, but have been known to trample unsuspecting hikers to death.
Cows look gentle.
Okay, occasionally cows get so full of gas they need to be punctured by a professional to relieve the trapped wind.
I don't think that's something you'd know without quite knowing cow.
Milking a cow isn't as easy as it looks. Some people practice on a surgical glove filled with water.
That's class.
Well-known cow jokes include those with the punchlines, because their horns didn't work, and pull the other one. Once cows start producing milk, they need to be milked every day. And cows mainly eat grass and lick big blocks of salt called salt lick. They do a great deal of burping and farting, and skeletons reckon a diet of fish would cut down on cows' flatulence.
Apparently, this is something we as a people have to start doing, is stop eating as much red meat, because cows are like, they drink so much water, they use up so much land, and they fucking fart so much and produce so much methane.
Yeah.
It's like if you lived off fish and just, if you were like a pescatarian, so you lived off fish and just like vegetables, you would be like reducing your carbon footprint like the same as like just never driving a car in your entire life.
Wow.
It's pretty mad, isn't it?
That's pretty good.
That's food for thought, guys.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. But I'm not one of those people. I had quite a bit of red meat this past weekend.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
Do you want to talk about that, or do you want to talk about the news, or what do you want to do?
I mean...
We're going to be all over the place.
We're all over
the place. Just tangent. Yeah, this is a tangent episode. A lot of people like tangent episodes. I happen to like tangent episodes.
Well, you know what, Chris? It's because it's a... Remember I had a name for this podcast once? It was the something...
The tangential?
No, the Train of Thought podcast or something.
Oh, that was a great podcast name.
That's all we did is just kind of talked.
I like that too.
Changed topics. Yeah. But yeah, I was in Donegal this past weekend. And
what part of Donegal?
Ironically, there was a lot of fish in Donegal.
What part of Donegal?
Donegal town. Donegal.
Nice.
Donegal, Ireland.
Donegal's a nice spot no matter where you go.
It is. It really is, actually. Yeah,
it's just a really fucking nice piece of
It actually our varies country. A lot more than I thought. I used to think Donegal was just like, you know, like Burtonport, Dunloe, just stony.
Just kind of vast stoniness.
But like, there's like really like...
There's people.
Green and like life,
lush.
Lively parts of it. And then there's the real barren parts.
To be fair, I've never been to any other part other than up that coast where like Burtonport and Dunloe, Killybegs.
We did...
Errigal.
Killybegs isn't far from Donegal town, because we went to Killybegs.
Yeah. I'm doing a half marathon there in July.
You're just doing half marathons everywhere, Chris.
Just for the fun of it, yeah.
Where's your half marathon?
Killybegs? Yeah, Killybegs.
You know what you should do when you're over there, Chris?
What's that?
You should go over to, we went to Sleeve League. You ever heard of Sleeve League?
No.
I never heard of it either. Laura actually mentioned it, right?
Okay.
It is some of the highest cliff faces in Europe. And it's right out there. Just
we haven't heard of this.
You have never heard of this. It's
I
bigger.
Love this stuff.
Parts of it are taller than the, you know, the cliffs of Moher.
Really?
You know, in Ireland? Yeah. Or in wherever yeah, that is?
In Clare Galway.
Or something like that there.
Mayo?
That general area. Some yeah. parts of this are actually taller than it. It's like 300 meters high at parts. It's Jesus pure Christ. Cliff face. It's crazy.
Did you see them?
Yeah, we walked up to them.
What are they like? Are
absolutely they... awesome. In wow. in like the truest sense of the word.
Yeah, just...
You're just in awe wow. looking at them.
Was it like real misty or anything? No?
No, it was actually a lovely day. Wow. Gorgeous. And you can do like you can do a walk right up over the tops of them. I was like, no, we're not doing that.
Fuck.
We were fucked. We just walked up to them.
I've seen the Cliffs of Moher once.
Did you actually go to the Cliffs of Moher?
Yeah, years and years ago. And my dad like lay over like the edge. Oh, that, like, what
that,
people do.
That's nice. I kind of did that.
Did you?
I stood with my foot like in a pose over the edge. But not at the highest part, Chris.
That's a scary thing. Insane. Even the thoughts of that get my stomach a little bit on edge.
Yeah.
Like, what if he just fell? What if a gust of wind?
Do you ever get that notion where you're like, what if I just ran and jumped off?
Do you know what that's called? I'm so glad you brought this up. It's called the call of the void. It's a scientific thing.
Ah, beautiful.
Scientists have called it or named it aptly the call of the void, basically, where you just suddenly, like, it's not like you're standing on the site on the edge of a cliff and just this urge comes upon you to just jump.
Yeah.
Or you get it like one that we see a lot is like if someone's like running past you at full tilt and you're just like, I'm just gonna put my leg out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just the call of the void. You know what I mean?
And something you know you're not gonna do.
Exactly.
But you're like
there's a stream of sense to do it.
Just do it.
Yeah, I know. That's a
absolutely mad.
That's a cool thing.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. There's just, I think it's just like this, like not inhumane, but it's like, we shouldn't be doing it. We know we shouldn't be doing it, but something in our brain is just like, just do it.
I watched a video or something about this on YouTube, but it wasn't the call of the void. It was just like why do humans have morbid curiosity? Like, why do we like get interested in things like serial killers?
Yeah.
And all this, like,
why is that?
It's because, apparently it's because like, as a species, it's good to know like what can happen. Like, it's like, you know, right, if you're about to, I don't know, say you're going to stick your foot out when someone's run, like, legging it past you, you're like, yeah. Then you would know what happens whenever someone
legs it
past you. And you're like, that could really fuck me up if that ever happens to me. And then now you're, like, better protected against it.
Wow. You know what I mean?
Or, like, a serial killer, you're like, that could happen to a person. Like, I am not fragile as a person. I could be, like, sliced into pieces by a fucking madman.
That's so weird. I think, though, some people, obviously, the urge obviously gets the better of them.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, I kind of think it's some people who, like,
it's like adrenaline junkie, that kind of thing.
Some people who do that stuff.
You see, like, a common one is, like, train tracks.
Oh,
you
know,
like,
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, it petrifies me, because that thing's just not stopping for anyone. And people who, like, either jump out or play chicken with it, all I'm thinking about is, what if you have all the intentions of playing chicken, you're going to jump out of the road plenty of time, but something just goes wrong.
You
slip.
Yeah.
You just trip.
You're dead.
That's it. Like, it's done. It's over. Or worse, like, what if it just mangled your legs, mutated you for the rest of your life?
What if it's a poor train driver?
I know.
Can do nothing about it.
That's it. He just has to sit there and just watch you just get
that's mad,
minced. Like. Call of the void. It's a weird thing. And then there's obviously, like, is that what, like, deep sea divers and, like, astronauts and stuff have?
I don't know. I mean, no, I think
they have... Or is that a different kind of curiosity?
I think they have, like, that's like a scientific
urge.
They actually want to go and see, like, something specific, not just kind of what will happen if I hop in this rocket and go up in this space.
Or if I try to, like, dive to, like, the deepest part.
Although I'd say they're similar people. Like, they definitely have to have something mentally
just
set up for them to go, like, I'm going to go in this rocket or I'm going to go down in this fucking deep sea.
Such a weird thing.
Some people just have it, like... Would you do it? Would you go down in like I'm 2 miles below the
ocean
surface?
Petrifies me, Dee.
Yeah.
It's so scary because it's so vast and you just don't know what's there.
We still don't know what's there.
I know.
There,
like. It's such a weird thing. Like, there's a fear called thalassophobia, and it's like...
Christopher, what have you been reading? You're absolutely on the ball today.
Remember, let's just dial that back. Remember a while ago we were talking and I said, I'm doing a lot of reading. And I said to you, I'd love to read 12 books in a year. And we were like, that'd be an awesome feat.
Yeah.
I've well surpassed that.
There
now.
You go.
It's crazy. Like, I'm reading like round the clock. Thalassophobia. It's like this fear of like deep water or... Do you ever see like images of like a diver at like a wreck and you just see how vast like the wreck is compared to the diver? Like, he looks so small. It's that fear, that overwhelming kind
just of the
emotion.
Enormous.
Yeah.
Oh.
Enormosity.
Oh, what a beautiful word.
of the whole thing. That like petrifies me.
Thalassophobia.
Like, yeah, thalassophobia.
Brilliant.
And
word of the day, folks.
There's this video at the minute. It was really popular on YouTube, but it must have been because it was in my fucking like recommended videos for like, no joke, like 2 months. It's called One Breath Around the World. Did I tell you about this video?
I think you might have done about it, one of these. Like,
shot like 4K. It's about this like world record.
Free diver?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you mentioned it.
Does this cool video where he swims in Greece, first of all. And he's swimming along these like giant like pillars of granite. And I was reading in the comments and stuff below. And then people were saying, yeah, this is where people believe like used to be like a city that was like plunged into like the ocean and just got swallowed like Atlantis. They said maybe not Atlantis, but it's like it's definitely a city that it just sank. But you want to see this like the scale of these like things. But he swims along the Mariana Trench. Like he literally swims along.
That's like 7 miles deep.
He swims where it starts to drop, he just swims like along like the crater, and it's just Then he swims like under the ice way up and fucking god. No. It's a crazy video. Watch it. It's called One Breath Around the World. It's a great video.
That is absolutely madness.
Yeah, great video. I've watched a lot of stuff on YouTube lately.
YouTube can be so good for like videos like that.
Yeah. I've seen
also be so bad.
But. I've seen a crocodile. In America.
You've seen a crocodile?
No. I think I was listening to it must have been Joe Rogan podcast.
Because who else?
They must have been talking about crocodiles. And then I was like, oh, I'm gonna look up some crocodile videos. And there's this one, and it's like what do you call those, not reservoir, but like in Australia they have like these like gullies that run alongside like the roads and stuff, just where there's water and they're running like pipes and stuff.
Oh yeah.
It's just like a, I don't know, it's like not a sewage.
A runoff or something?
It's like a runoff.
I don't know.
And there's this like crocodile just swimming with a fully grown Labrador just in its mouth.
Oh.
Just someone's dog. It's just swimming.
That's awful.
I was like, look at the fucking size of this thing. Like a Labrador is a big dog.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
And it's just swimming just
like it's nothing.
Just down. Like who's going to stop that thing?
Joy, seen a...
Who?
A picture of something. You were mentioning how the ocean is just like absolutely batshit.
Oh, just...
What's down there, we don't even know.
Yeah.
But there was this picture, I think... I don't know if it was disproved or not, but like... If it is true, if it is real, it's scary to think about. Basically, they caught a great white shark. They're like one of these big trawling, like kind of fisher boats.
Yeah.
And they caught like a great white on like a big one of those big like... Not like a line, but like
the heavy duty lines,
cable, right?
Yeah,
and they were reeling it in, and then as they were reeling it in, it suddenly got like real slack, and they pulled it in, and basically the great white shark, all they had left of it was its head, and then this fucking just bite mark right through its fucking body.
What the
something
fuck?
Big
something
enough,
bigger than a great white would just
big enough to bite into a great white hole, and then just keep moving, and I was like, what the fuck? Did
that's like
that?
Megalodon stuff.
What's Megalodon?
Megalodon's like, it was this.
Is that that,
the shark?
Dinosaur thing, no?
It's like a giant, it's like a great white shark that's just like crazy big that they say used to rule the waters like years and years ago. And then that film came out like last year called Meg with Jason Statham.
Which is.
I mean, they're obviously just playing on the fact that this thing could be real, but. Yeah, Megalodon is like the shark that's like, I don't know, what would be like 20, 30 times bigger than like the biggest great white.
So scary.
That could
great whites are so big too.
Yeah. Do you ever see, there's like, just now you were saying like what could do that. There's like videos of blue whales fighting with giant squids under the ocean.
Blue whales?
Yeah.
Biggest known mammals?
Yeah. And like these giant squids are fully taking them on.
That's, isn't it? Squids are one of those animals that will just keep growing.
Yep.
Pretty sure squids and crabs or lobsters.
Crocodiles.
Crocodiles as well?
The thing about crocodiles that I found out from the Joe Rogan podcast, actually, was that the saltwater crocodile either dies of disease or not enough food in its habitat to sustain it. That's the only two ways they will die. If they don't have enough food, they'll die of starvation. And if they have enough food, they'll just keep eating and growing.
Yeah.
The biggest known one, I think, was like something like... It's like nine meters or something.
Yeah, they grow like on average so about 7 meters, don't they?
Like this thing that's like nearly like from here to the other side of that room. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
I just can't even really comprehend that.
No.
Sure you can.
Imagine a fucking crocodile like that. Yeah, but squids are one of those things that just...
Yeah, I think squids are like, they're genetically immortal as well, aren't they? They never die either, as long as they have food and they don't get eaten. So. Yeah.
They'll just keep going. And they live in like the cold, deep, dark waters.
They only come up to eat.
That is fucking, that creeps me out.
Your Gears of War?
Yeah.
Where it's like, anyone hasn't played Gears of War, basically the threat comes from below.
Oh yeah.
And like, it's so different from like standard aliens coming down attacking from above. It's like, we don't even know what's coming out of the water. Like,
no.
Like, Godzilla could be down there and he could come out someday. That's just a fact.
It's like, do you believe in Loch Ness?
No. I used to be so convinced.
I have a very open mind.
I used to want to believe, and now I look at him like, I think that's just like nearly tourism more than anything for Scotland. I think if there's a monster out there, it's not going to be in a loch, in a lake. It's going to be in the ocean, and it's going to be fucking shit up.
Well, that's the thing about Loch Ness. It has access to and from the ocean.
We should definitely do
a pod on this.
Yeah, investigate this.
Because, and the thing with Loch Ness is I always used to think it's like a lake that we know it as here, but it's like 26 miles long.
It's like Loch Ness?
That's like from here to Rushmere. A lake.
It's like Loch Ness in thingy.
Like, yeah. And it's deep.
We should get a Loch Ness monster.
I heard a stupid theory one, or not theory. We call that a stupid
conspiracy.
No, not conspiracy. Stat that you can take every single person in the world and lay them on top of each other and still have room if you put them all into Loch Ness. That's how deep it is.
You can fit everyone in the world into like something like a mile squared.
Can you?
We're not very big. As like physically, like you can just smush us together, something like that.
Shit.
Maybe it's a mile cubed, so it's like stacked on top of each other as well. But it's like something so small, it's crazy.
Holy shit! I don't know. I think maybe not the Loch Ness that we know it, like, you know, like this kind of
that
curve, like the Sturgeon's photo or whatever. But I definitely think that there could be something, you know, left behind from like dinosaur. I mean, we have crocodiles and Komodo dragons that are like living ancestors of dinosaurs. So like, why not have something that lives in the ocean, lives in a cave? There's dragons that live in Ukraine.
Dragons?
Proper. They say that these are like the closest living things to dragons, bar the Komodo dragon. These things live in just sheer darkness and can eat once and then sustain them for something like 5 to 10 years. Just living in like complete darkness of caves.
Why does something like that exist?
I don't know, but I need to know.
There's any... that's the one of the animals you just sort of get rid of off this planet. Like, anyone would care.
What?
No conservation efforts for those.
I know, yeah.
It's like we're losing like white rhinos and all these cool animals, and yet these fuckers are just like living in the darkness.
I know, yeah. Just waiting for a moment. No one's doing anything about it, you know?
Ridiculous.
We're giving off about the elephants dropping and the rhinos and all. And there's dragons, dude. Dragons and saltwater crocodiles taking people's Labradors. No.
Not on.
I wish dinosaurs still ruled. Or I wish we could bring them back.
Would you? Jurassic World style?
Park I'd just style? Love to see them. Surely that's plausible in this day and age.
I mean, I don't know, maybe. But Christopher, you know, just because you can, you know, doesn't mean you should.
Oh, no, it does though. What's that from?
That's from Jurassic Park.
Is it? Yeah.
They were so busy asking themselves whether or not they could. They never asked whether they should.
Fucking great movie.
You know, watch that again.
If like a 5 movies have taught me anything so far, it's that like we should be doing this. We should. This imagine should the tours.
A lot. Look, we've already learned what can go wrong from the films.
So let's so protect we know against that.
Now we know how to do it right.
More security in the fences, you know? Yeah. Don't take the kids out at night in cars. You know? We would be better prepared, I think.
Speaking of blockbuster films.
Yes.
Might as well segue on into the sensation that is Avengers Endgame.
100%. Because we haven't talked about it yet.
Haven't talked about it.
Shit.
First thing I want to say about it is that it is now surpassed Titanic.
Yeah.
So it's the second biggest grossing film of all time.
Yeah. Is Avatar still number one?
Avatar
is
still number one.
This is the thing, right, as well. Avatar is still number one, but no one talks about Avatar.
Mm-hmm. You have to remember, Avatar at the time was like the first like good 3D film. Remember, it was just like,
yeah,
and everyone wanted to see it.
See it in 3D as well.
It was a gimmick. Everyone went to see it. Like people who do, like there's people who don't like superhero films.
Yeah.
Right.
Understandable.
Yeah, and that's fair enough. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to go see Endgame.
Nope.
Even people who didn't like action films, people who didn't like and that shit. They probably went to see Avatar because just everyone.
Just because of what it was, yeah.
And because you needed to see 23 films before.
But like everybody talks about Titanic, you know? Or, you know, close to everyone has seen Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
But no one really talks about Avatar. Not Avatar, my circle, anyway.
No, definitely not. Avatar was like a one-hit wonder and it just sort of regressed.
I'm kind of angry at that, though.
You want the top spot to go
to be like the film that everyone still talks about and is so memorable. Like if Endgame got it, I would be happy enough.
I wouldn't mind if Endgame got it, but like Endgame is like you need to have seen all the other ones.
Yeah.
Titanic, true. I think probably was a good one for it, or like something like.
Titanic is just big and bold. It's just great. It's just a big fucking movie. Like,
they had only each other.
So everybody talks about the top three. What's like fourth on that list? You know.
I think it's original Avengers.
Is it?
Or Avengers Age of Ultron. There's another Avengers one in the top five for sure.
Right, okay.
And then, I don't know, something else. Oh, Fast and Furious is in the top 10, like once or twice.
Is it?
Yeah, they're really popular films. I didn't believe that.
I'm going to do a quick search just while we're talking about it.
But yeah, did you see James Cameron sent a little like doodle? No, not even a doodle, just like an image to congratulate Endgame for beating Titanic. It was basically just like the Titanic like crashing into a massive Avengers symbol.
No way.
And like most of it was underwater, like the Titan that it is. So there's like a couple of these things. Was like in the past, like Steven Spielberg had to do that, had to congratulate, I think it was, maybe it was Titanic, for like taking over.
Oh right.
And then I think who was it, George Lucas from Star Wars. Yeah. He had to do something like this to hand over to
another big one.
Yeah, to Steven Spielberg for maybe E.T.
Jaws.
Is it up there?
It's up there. The Exorcist, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, Star Wars Force Awakens then is up there as well. 101 Dalmatian, Empire Strikes Back, Ben-Hur, Avatar is there, obviously. Jurassic Park, The Lion King, and Gone with the Wind,
never seen that either. Have to check it out.
Yeah. But
that's another thing though. There's like, you have to account for inflation because like $2 billion today is not the same as $2 billion when like the Gone with the Wind came out.
That's like the money.
That's the money there.
Speaking of just how big this movie is, I went to see it in Max
Monaghan.
And do you know how bad it was, but when we got there, the cinema was out of everything. They had no snacks. They had just barely salted popcorn. That was it.
Did you reserve your seats?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I went on the Sunday and it came out on the Thursday. And they were just hit so hard by it that they couldn't even account for the amount. Like they say that they stocked and they accounted for it, but just not nearly enough.
Didn't even come close.
So I hate to think what like theaters in like America would have been doing. Because
I'd say America probably knew.
Yeah.
They would have been better prepared.
Yeah, than Monaghan.
Tell you what, did I tell you about my experience seeing it?
No, I want to hear about your experience seeing it.
Would you want to go first since you're...
Well, I'd seen it in Max. Me and my two brothers went. Got great seats. Place was packed. Went for the 5 o'clock showing.
Yeah.
Which was nice. Came out of work.
Bazinga.
Came home, shower changed. Went for it. Got some salted popcorn.
Seeing as that's all you had.
Which was nice. Got peanut M&Ms because they had peanut M&Ms and they're always a good shout. But to be honest, the snacks... I was too enthralled with the movie most of the way that I didn't even... I didn't even need my snacks. The seats were great. Everything was great. The audience was great. So I couldn't have asked for it.
Couldn't complain.
No, really good experience.
It's excellent.
I didn't leave once to go to the toilet either, which I thought was going to be a concern.
3 hours long.
Yeah, I thought, God. And let me say, 3 hours is the quickest 3 hours I've spent watching a film.
Didn't feel it at all.
Flew by. And I had just watched
Infinity War
like 2 days before as well. Yeah. So it just made it all.
Yeah.
What about yours?
I went to the Odyssey Cinema in Belfast to go for Chris. And we went, we had our tickets booked and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The event we went for, however, was the double feature. So we went to see Infinity War.
And then back to back.
At midnight release of Endgame.
Did you see it at midnight?
Yeah, we seen it at the midnight release. The whole 10 yards, Chris.
Wow.
Landed in the double feature started at 8:30. So we landed at 20 past, thinking, right, we'll go get our seats, whatever, get our snacks. Obviously did not think about how big Avengers was going to be.
Yeah.
We parked up, walked across to the Odyssey, and there was a line out the door.
No way.
A line out the door of the Odyssey, the main Odyssey, not the cinema, which is way up upstairs. And all. Oh, fuck. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's a big building.
I was like, right, this obviously is for like event, some event that's happening before. We have our tickets booked and all. We're sweet. We just go in and go straight up to the desk. Yeah. Went in. No, this is the line.
This is the line.
It's like, okay.
Holy shit.
Went back outside, stood for about 15 minutes and got in.
How many people would you say it holds? Or roughly?
I can't even. I know there's 500. I know there's 18 screens in there. And I'm pretty sure that
I thought you just meant it was one screen was doing this.
No. I'd say 8 of those screens was doing the double feature, and the remaining 10 were just getting ready for midnight launch. I, honest to God, would say that come midnight in that cinema, every single screen was playing any game.
Holy every available shit, screen. That's amazing.
We got in, right?
Yeah.
Went up to get, I went to go get some popcorn and stuff. Mm-hmm. I said, Lord, you go get us some good seats or whatever, mm-hmm. because...
Yeah.
It was half.
Did you have your seats booked? No.
See, they didn't offer booking your seats. They normally do.
Yeah.
But this they said, no, it's just no allocated seating. So she went and got our seats. Text me saying about 10 minutes later, there's literally only seats at the front. I was like, whatever, just take them. As long as we're sitting together, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
I stood in the queue for snacks for about half an hour trying to get served.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Took fucking ages. And everyone else had obviously been better prepared. They had come earlier, got their shit in gear. Excuse me. I was 10 minutes late for the start of Infinity War. Didn't mind. I've seen that before. Whatever.
Yeah.
Got the salt and sweet mixture of popcorn.
It's such a good mix.
The sweet popcorn, Chris, was blue. They put blue food colouring on it.
I like that.
And there was blue, red, and green.
Oh, that's so good.
I thought it was pretty cool. Yeah. Got that and brought it all in. Sat down.
Wow.
It wasn't a special, we like to go VIP in the Odyssey, but this was just standard screen.
Yeah.
Cinema was packed.
Yeah.
Every available seat taken.
Did they heat it well?
They did.
There's nothing worse than whenever it's packed and you just can't even breathe.
It was toasty.
Yeah.
The first film went down pretty well. You know, you got through it. It was 2.5 hours, 2 or 4 hours, 40 minutes, whatever. Everyone sort of sat. That was ground. Got up, went to the toilet. There's tiny fucking toilets in there.
Oh, shit.
So spent a good 10 minutes waiting for that.
Holy.
Came back. We had about an hour between the Infinity War and the midnight release. Mm-hmm. And that was dead on.
Did you go get food or anything? Or?
I was going out with everyone. Because everyone who had finished the double feature was going out to get food. And then everyone who was just coming for the midnight release.
Was just coming an hour early.
It's not a fucking chance. No. Says we're grand.
Did you have your seats booked for Endgame?
So you stay in the same theater you were in.
Right.
So you're in there for 6 hours.
In the same seats?
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. What were your seats like in the end, okay?
They're all right. We're pretty close, but not too close.
Yeah.
And then Endgame began at midnight.
Yeah.
And I have to say, after sitting for basically 3 hours for the first one, and then sitting for a further 3 hours, I was feeling it.
Yeah.
And she was getting very toasty. And you're kind of just I just need to get up and walk.
Yeah,
I just
need to stretch the legs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you don't want to.
And I was getting tired as well. Oh. And I was part of me regretted it. Part of me was should have just went and seen this by itself.
Mm-hmm.
But the film itself made it all worth it.
It really does.
Absolutely excellent. Yeah. Absolutely terrific.
Yeah.
There was some emotions. It was an emotional event in that room. A lot of people really felt for it. By the end of it, everyone when the lights came up at the end, everyone sat.
Yeah.
Everyone sat and watched the credits. We're all waiting together in anticipation.
Yeah.
Did you wait?
No, because I had heard that.
Well, yeah. I mean, sure, about everyone who wants to see it has seen it by now.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not. Much. This is a spoiler zone.
But yeah. I mean, we sat and we watched, and whenever those credits ended, and everyone was waiting for the little scene at the end, and it was just black.
Just black.
You want to, I could feel the tension. I was oh, my God.
God, this is it. This is the end.
This is end,
yeah.
And I was whoa.
I heard beforehand, before I went in, about there being no end. So I was okay. Okay, at least I can prepare myself for that.
I was this is it. They're done. They're finished with this Avengers. I was what?
Such a feeling though, isn't it? It's 3 hours of emotions all over the place. I went from laughing quite hard at certain parts to 10 minutes later, been sat there with a stupid lump in my throat, being holy shit, this is deep.
Some hard-hitting moments. I honestly God think it was as a film, it was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Not amazing, right? But as as the culmination of 23 other films, and of this massive plot point from Infinity War, as the fact that it exists and that it works and that you enjoy it is just, I can't believe it.
It's crazy that they pulled it off.
They absolutely nailed it.
It really is. Yeah, as a film, like, on its own, though, just standalone, like, just a film, it's good.
It's good.
It's very good.
You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, 100%.
But you're not going to go, like, this is amazing. If you didn't know Marvel and you just sat and watched it, you'd be like,
okay.
It's fine. It's got its good moments and stuff, and it's action-y.
Yeah. But if you're enthralled in the series, 2D.
Absolutely.
Nuts.
Amazing. Difficult to describe.
I'm just thinking about it now, yeah. It's just such a... They did a great thing.
They did.
They really did. When I seen it and Thanos, within like the first fucking 10, 15 minutes, was brought to a swift end.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell is going on here? Like, I knew, are we going with this?
When I seen that, I was like, they're saying to us, like, there's no way to just undo that.
Yeah. That's done.
Yeah, that happened. And it always will have happened.
Okay, where are we going with this now? And like me and Aaron kind of look at each other as if to say like, what? I think everyone in the room kind of felt the same thing. It was just kind of like, it just kind of all like, we'll get to it. Yeah, it was just a great moment.
Mm. Yeah. I think everyone kind of thought that that's how they were going to like fix it. So whenever they took that away so quick, you were like, fuck.
Yeah. Did you stay clear of spoilers? Did you have anything spoiled for you before you went into this?
I don't think I did, no.
No.
No, I think it was good.
I was the same. Spoiler free. No, a damn thing. Like, not one thing. So obviously, I had it in my head. I kind of had a feeling that with it being Endgame, I was like, okay, someone's going to kick the bucket here.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. Yeah. And with the whole Black Widow thing, I was like, okay, but it didn't hit just as hard as I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is gonna be, and then for the whole, like, after that, I thought, I seen the Hulk donning the gauntlet and stuff, I was like, it's gonna be Hulk, like, it has to be Hulk, this is it, he's changed, you know, it's
we are deep into spoilers, by the way.
Oh, 100%, it's gone now, like, there's no,
watch yourselves, folks,
there's no coming back from this. I thought, like, with the Hulk, I was like, that's it, it's done. Iron Man did not see.
No. I figured because he got so many close calls in Infinity War that he would be like, he'd get a pass.
Yeah.
I thought it would be, the obvious choice for me was Captain America.
Yeah.
Steve Rogers. I thought he would be the one.
The one, yeah.
I thought Cap would probably go, and I figured probably like Hawkeye and stuff would go.
To be fair, it came down between Hawkeye and
Black Widow.
I like the
way they did that as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of like neither of them wanted to not. But
I thought that because they did take him into this movie, I was like, it's got to be her. I'm just waiting for, you know, that.
See,
kind of
I thought the opposite. I thought the reason they brought him in and shown him
was to
the link with his family is so that whenever he did die, we'd be like, fuck, that sucks.
Yeah, I know. But they just turned it in its head.
Yeah.
I like that, though. I'm trying not to jump about too, but there's so much to mention here.
There's so much happening.
The whole Tony Stark Iron Man thing. I mean, you could just hear a pin drop when it happened to. Yeah, all the munching just stopped. And the thing just went quiet, and I was like, oh my god, you could just feel the tension throughout the whole theater. And I was like, oh god,
because you were like kind of like, it felt like a win, and then you look back and it was like, oh wait a second,
and I thought when he did it, I was like, okay, big moment, and then obviously he wasn't dead straight away or whatever, and I was like, no, this will be resolved, we will fix this, you know, they are Avengers. And the bit that got me was, you know, the proof that Tony Stark has a heart.
Yes.
And then they start going through. I was like, oh, fuck.
That was the funeral.
I was like, no, I could just feel myself. I was like, no. I was like, this is it. It's done.
It was mad. That was it.
I know.
And then I really, really, really loved what they did with Steve Rogers.
Oh, so good.
I loved it.
So fucking good.
The second he stood up and he was like, I'm going to go back and do this. And I think Bucky, the guy with the arm, he was like, so he says, I forget what he said, but he definitely said something like, oh, I miss you or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, he ain't coming back.
No, this is it.
Not a chance is he coming back.
So he created a paradox for himself.
I'm not sure how they like resolve it, but basically, he went back and just lived out his life back in the 50s or whatever. Yeah. So maybe that's like part of their universe that was always meant to happen or something. Don't know.
Fucking brilliant.
I think the writers and the directors don't agree on like what happened. They're just like,
it happened, that's it.
That's what happened.
Fair enough.
Alternate realities, whatever, make your own theories. Cares.
Tony Stark meeting his father as well.
That was beautiful. Should have seen it coming whenever that happened, that because Tony now had like the one big gap in his life with his father, and he got to resolve that. So I was like, when that happened, it should have been like, fuck, that's his cue.
Yeah.
But Captain America, Steve Rogers, also had that little moment with his love. Because he's seen her
at her desk.
And her kids.
Wait, that's right.
Are they his kids? Mm. Who knows?
I'd like to think they are. Let's hope that they are. He'd make beautiful children. Oh, the movie is just so good. What do you think of the whole Thor thing?
Didn't love it.
No? Not a big fan?
I thought like eventually they'd fix it. Mm-hmm. Like eventually he'd be back to being Thor.
Thor, yeah.
But maybe that was probably better that they didn't. Because it's like he's obviously suffering from like PTSD or something.
Yeah, just loss. Whatever's just pure going loss. On. Yeah.
And it's just like... That's how it affected him.
I liked it, and I liked him more as the movie went on. Then you know what I mean. At the start, I was a bit like, oh, okay.
This is when Thor came back, breathed it up at the end. I thought, this guy.
This is awesome.
This is the God of Thunder.
Okay, this is my one gripe with the movie that I didn't particularly like. Captain America, Steve Rogers being able to wield Thor's hammer. Didn't like it.
I did.
Kind of just felt like. He's getting his ass handed to him here by Thanos. Let's let him wield.
Have you ever seen Avengers Age Ultron?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you remember the scene where they're all kind of chilling, hanging about, and Thor says,
he's the one who can...
And he wedges it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, whenever I seen that hammer flying and he grabbed it, I was like, oh, that is class!
I don't know.
This is worthy, Chris.
I know, but I like the mythology behind it too much that it's like Thor. That's Thor's fucking hammer. You pop that down,
Christopher. That hammer goes to anybody who's worthy.
I know.
Know. Have you seen Thor Ragnarok?
Yes.
That hammer got fucking.
Yeah, true.
Fucked up. So it meant to be the same hammer, you know. As well, I enjoyed that.
That's Mjolnir though. That's his hammer, you know.
I thought that bit was pretty cool.
And it wasn't even like, oh, I don't like it, you know.
That's just like that's a real comic booky thing.
Yeah. Have you heard anybody that doesn't like the movie?
I really know.
I
was surprised because I thought there was enough stuff there people might not like.
I heard two complaints, the same complaint from two separate people that I work with saying that it just felt dragged out, that it just felt too long. It just kind of felt slow until the big kind of final crescendo. What about the whole feminists, all the ladies coming together at the end?
Yeah.
Did that bother you?
No.
Didn't bother me either. One of the things
I was like...
Obviously, it caused... like in the world we live in...
People don't like that type of stuff.
I was like, why? It's just one of those things.
It's just like girl power. We're going to fuck these cunts up. Tell you what, did annoy me. And I've been saying this. Have you seen the Captain Marvel film yet?
No.
Right. Okay. So,
yeah,
Captain Marvel in this film...
It OP as fuck.
Is so OP.
It's crazy.
And yet, nowhere to be seen. Like,
but that's because there's like 1,000 of the
universes. No. That's complete horseshit, right? Look up. Everyone says this, right? This is what happened. Infinity War, right?
Yeah.
Thanos is about to collect all of these fucking Infinity Stones and destroy half the universe. Captain Marvel, bit of cop on. You can literally just come down and stab it.
True.
No, I'm busy helping these other planets. Yeah,
which there's other shit going on in other universes.
It's so bullshit.
I know.
Why did Nick Fury not use his little special device then?
Yeah, I know.
Because he's a retard, Chris. It was stupid. She should have been there from the start. Because she was there. She's there from the 80s.
OP as hell.
And then even in this one, when all this shit is happening, she's just nowhere to be seen.
I know.
She's just nowhere, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
And then she
appears and just fucking straight through the ship, and it's like, come on.
She's so OP.
It's seriously OP.
That's probably why they didn't let her in the meaning of the film.
Because it was just like, well, why doesn't she just walk
in? She's too good.
Yeah. Did you see Captain Marvel?
It's a good film.
Is it? Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Mm, I don't know. I didn't think... I knew when I first seen her, I was like, I'm not going to enjoy her because she is OP. She carried like Stark's ship down, and I was like, okay.
She's very OP in it as well, but the film was good. It kind of holds her back a bit.
Hmm.
And what's the other thing I was going to say there?
Ant-Man, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
I love Paul Rudd.
Yeah. No, absolutely brilliant.
That was my issue with the film. Was his discovery of the fact that time is different in that like quantum place that he was. That was explained to like Stark and to whatever, Bruce Banner.
Mm-hmm.
And then in like the space of 5 minutes, they're like, oh yeah, this will work. Let's test it. Let's do it. Blah, blah, blah. And it goes from being time travel is impossible to we're going to do time travel in like 5 minutes. And I'm like,
you didn't
convince me that this makes sense, let alone the people in the film. I was like, you rushed that, I think.
Yeah.
But as soon as they go back, the moment they go back in time,
yeah,
from then on, the film becomes more or less brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic.
I don't find any more flaws in it past that point. It's before that. It's the build up to that. And then it is a bit slow after, like...
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it gets like a false start with the whole Thanos thing at the start. It kind of doesn't really start till after that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it delays it a bit.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, yeah.
Thoroughly enjoyed it. Everything about it.
Someone said in the comments...
Just as a movie, just, yeah.
We've read it, that this is our Star Wars. Mm. And I think I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing meets the scale of what Star Wars was in the 80s.
Yeah. This does. Yeah. Like, it's a benchmark for films now, isn't it? Like,
it's like, DC, your turn.
Oh, fuck. DC having a hope in hell.
I think DC have just bowed out.
Yeah.
They're going to make just, like, other, like, single, like,
little things.
Standalone films.
Just going to do things. They should just make series.
They should.
Just series would be good.
They do good series.
Yeah. They series are fine, you know?
Do that stuff.
I mean, Dark Knight was something else, but, yeah, you know.
That's what they should do. They should just do little trilogies.
Yeah.
And they're not linked.
No.
Just do the Wonder Woman trilogy.
Yeah,
and then perfect. Just do Superman. Yeah. A good Superman film. That would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Not Man of Steel.
No.
Not Batman v Superman.
No.
Definitely not.
Yeah, just Superman.
Yeah. That'd be nice. God.
We just
asked for such simple things, you know. No, I thoroughly enjoyed Endgame. Yeah. Definitely. And my experience was quite a good one. And that makes it, you know. It
really does, Chris. Yeah. Really adds to it.
I heard people that just seen it just in regular. Who was it? Was telling me that they went to just a regular, like the Armagh screening. And
you might have some of these.
No, I'm good. And they had they took like front row. Oh. And you know what that's like? You just see fucking color. Yeah. You may as well not be there. Just wait. You know? If you can't wait 12 hours. I know, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's not worth paying that money. I'm sorry. Game of Thrones.
I'd be better to say.
Yeah, you want to go Game of Thrones?
I'm
not keeping up with the last series, so I don't care. But
are you up to date?
Battle of the Bastards.
Okay, you're not far behind.
That's where I stopped. I was just like, I've had enough.
Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it for what it was, but then after that, it was just like, I've just had enough of the show. I'm just waiting for more. No, it's like, I'll watch it, but I'm not.
I mean,
I'm hearing things.
It's going mixed.
Am I hearing that it's quite slow? Or like, a lot of the reviews I've been reading, and I've seen a lot of fucking videos on YouTube, and it's like
people are enjoying shit.
Game of Thrones is dead.
People are enjoying shitting on it, I think.
Yeah.
It's not delivered. It's there's six episodes.
Yeah.
So your anticipation is it's going to be six very compressed, jam packed episodes.
I thought it was eight episodes.
It's six. They went from having like 10 or 12 mm-hmm. down to 7 for last season and now 6 and it's like, so they've got 2 episodes left. I haven't seen the most recent one, but basically mm-hmm. there's 1 episode to go, and like the first 2 episodes basically nothing happens. It's all set up. The second episode, Chris, is 100% set up. Nothing happens. It's all character interactions, and some of those aren't even that strong. I've always had an issue with Game of Thrones.
Is this where you say,
two people walk into a room. One person is in a room. Another person walks into that room, says something without any context.
Yeah.
And that other person goes, what are you talking about? And then they explain.
They interact.
And then that scene is over and it goes to another part of the world.
And the same thing happens.
There's one person in a room and another person walks in. That's happening a lot, as per usual. And they're not filling it out with like good dialogue or good
action
or even just good drama.
Wow.
But episode 3... was a big action episode. I thought it was class. I really enjoyed it.
Right, okay.
But a lot of people are shitting over because...
Is this the whole witch... Is this the whole... Is it the Witch King or Night King?
Yeah, the Night King.
How he went out or something, I heard was quite...
It's basically like people don't like... They didn't like that in episode...
Are we good to ruin this?
I mean... I'll keep it spoiler free. But basically, he's in it and people just don't like how briefly he's in it.
Okay.
Pretty much. Right.
Okay.
But the actual episode I thought was class. People say it's too dark. I didn't have an issue with that, and I have a bad monitor, so
too dark as in like
you couldn't see
dark?
You couldn't see what's up.
Wow. Okay.
People have issues with that. The battle tactics don't make any sense. That's fair, but it's a TV show.
I think I've seen it in Sky actually. The episode of flicked over and watched like 10 minutes of it. Were they all waiting and were they all standing? Obviously, it's a fucking battle. Were they all standing around waiting and then like this? Big like fucking storm. Like
it's like what Helm's. It's like what Helm's Deep was trying to be that.
Yeah.
Except like a darker version where you couldn't see what was coming.
Did the fucking dragons come in and start like roasting everything?
Oh yeah, the dragons are there too. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. And the end of it, I really enjoyed.
Right. Okay.
People don't like how it ended.
Wow.
People don't like some of the decisions the writers made because they feel like it doesn't make sense. I thought for the moment, for like watching, it is a TV show at the end mm-hmm. of the day. All right. For an episode of TV, it made it good.
Right.
I understand what you're saying. It doesn't maybe tie in with the rest of the mythos and mm-hmm. whatever, but I enjoyed it. Anyway, the subsequent episode, Chris, nothing happened. The episode after that, I have to watch tonight.
So that's five?
That's five. And then there's one more. And it's like, I don't see how they're going to make this.
How they're going to pull this out of the bag?
Yeah. I don't see how they're
going to make... Aren't the last two episodes like extra long or something? Are they like...
I think so, yeah. They're the two longest. No, well, episode three was the longest episode.
Right.
But the next two are only a little bit shorter than that. So.
Right, okay.
But here, I just want to see a conclusion. Yeah. Because...
Just want it all wrapped up.
People are saying that the fact that like the previous seven seasons have been better, that this makes the Game of Thrones is ruined. Get your head out of your ass. Like, come on.
Yeah.
It's like saying Infinity War wasn't good compared to the other Marvel films, so the series is dead.
Yeah.
It's like...
That's a stupid
film. No, it's like... The Marvel is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And Game of Thrones did something amazing. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's ending now and that the season hasn't lived up doesn't... Yeah.
You're always going to get that, though.
That's it.
Always
remember Lost? Get it.
Yeah. Lost, people Prison shot, Break, everybody.
People shot all over Lost.
Breaking Bad even had it too.
When you rewatch it. Yeah, well, Breaking Bad, everyone praises Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
But like, you just have to watch this.
Praise Breaking Bad? Like, you know it.
The last two episodes are some of the highest rated.
They are good episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it that.
Yeah. Put it this way. Game of Thrones is almost over and everyone's still talking about it.
Yeah, it's doing something, right?
Yep.
You know? Did I hear there's a coffee cup left out? Did you hear about this?
Yeah, there's a Starbucks cup. Just sitting there. It's been removed already.
Oh, really?
So anytime it's replayed from now on the network,
it'll be gone. Wow.
What's the other thing? There's like four or five spin-off shows happening from Game of Thrones. So this may be the end, but it's definitely
not the end.
Far from it.
Wow. Okay.
They're
going to milk this series, or milk this...
Absolutely. I'm sure George R.R. Martin is in works with them. Like, he's helping them make the concepts and stuff.
He's probably just blown up so much, like, from when it first came along, hasn't it?
It's the Lord of the Rings of this generation.
I miss Sean Bean.
So do I. I watched the thing recently, Sean Bean, just
put all his
answering questions about himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's
an awesome dude.
He was in a show today, Sean Bean at Waterloo.
Oh.
And he was just explaining the Battle of Waterloo. It's like, well,
do you know he does all the voice work for Civ 5?
Does he?
Yeah.
I was like, I wouldn't care so much about Waterloo, but because Sean Bean's doing it, I'll watch this.
Right.
You know? You put a name to something, I'll watch it. You know? Otherwise, I could care less.
Put Sean Bean's name to it, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of TV series, because I think this is where you're going with what you started before, because I've wrote it down here as well, something I wanted to do, but are you watching Lost again?
Yeah, I'm rewatching Lost. Yeah. Wow.
I've had an idea about how I'm going to watch mine. How are you watching it? Just binge watching it?
We're going to run through it. Okay. Laura started watching with me.
Is this her first time?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I know.
Love being with someone for their first time.
She's got so many questions. She keeps asking me and I'm like, that'll be answered soon enough. Loving it.
Wow.
Because we moved into the new place and there's no internet yet. So I've got the Blu-rays. I'm going to watch them there. It's going to be good. It's going to be great.
Whereabouts are you?
Only just finished Walkabout.
Okay.
Just finished White Rabbit.
This is good actually, because my plan was to watch an episode or two every week. The way we would have done it the old school way.
Oh my gosh.
And then when we met up for podcast, we could kind of be like, so what do you think about the episodes? So if I can catch up with White Rabbit, which isn't too far in, like a day will get me there, no problem.
I don't think I can commit to that, Chris.
No, I wouldn't do it that way, but I mean, at least if I could keep up with you, then we could discuss it.
I have a feeling we're going to binge hard.
Yeah.
In this coming weekend.
Oh yeah.
Because fucking hell, it's so good.
I mean, was it the last time I watched it? The last time I watched it, with my brother. And we were literally just sat there and just, like, an episode would finish and I'd be like, yep. It wasn't even like, do you want to watch another one? It was just play.
The next one just
play. And we just kept going through disc after disc. And it was so fucking good.
It is so good.
It's an amazing show. I'd love to watch it, though. I might still do that, though, myself. An episode or two a week and just keep going. How many episodes is there, do you know?
There's like 24
in the first.
24, then 20. It's 24, 24, then 22.
Then it's 16. Like 16.
No, is it 16? Or is it like 12? And then four or five, about 16.
16, something like
that. It's really short in season
and then
four.
Six has got like, series six has got like...
Maybe it's like 12 or something.
Don't know what it has.
I thought it was 16 as well.
Is there less than 52? Could you watch it inside a year?
Yeah, I'd say you could. Yeah, I'd say you could.
Yeah, I might do that.
No, you definitely couldn't. No.
No?
No, because there's like
20. Oh yeah, 24 in the first year. Yeah. So that's like half your year gone. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'll think of a way of doing it. I'd like to just get back into that, to be fair. I have not watched anything in such a long time. Just been a complete, like, TV, movie, game, just hiatus. Nothing's happening.
Books.
Books. I'm reading a lot of fucking books.
You should watch Santa Clarita Diet.
What is it?
On Netflix, Santa Clarita Diet.
What's that?
It's about this girl who comes to zombie in, like, suburban LA. It's good. It's like a comedy. It's good.
Wow. Okay.
I was surprised by how much I enjoyed it, Chris.
All right.
You might enjoy it.
It's a recommendation. What's it called?
Santa Clarita Diet.
Clarita?
Yeah. Everyone should check that out. It's cancelled, so you know. So it finishes in season three and it's never gonna go back.
Great.
But there you go.
Great. Okay. Fair enough. Detective Pikachu is out.
Is it out?
Yeah.
I've seen something about it coming out.
You got to go see that?
I want to go see that,
100%.
Yeah. Looks good.
Yeah. Any Pokemon fans or anybody that was brought up watching Pokemon, like, this is just a must.
This is Ryan Reynolds' Pikachu.
Yeah. You have to see it.
Like, yeah. You got to go see it.
I got to go see it in Max as well.
Fair play.
I just can't watch stuff unless it's in Max.
It ruins other experiences.
It really does. I think, I just need to see it. I love Pokemon. I watched, it was last summer. I finished watching the Indigo series.
Mm.
Such a fucking good series, like, really good on Blu-ray as well.
On Blu-ray, of course.
I mean, it makes the difference when
it's on
show, like, 30 years old. Oh, it is. Yeah,
I might tune into it sometime. I'll go see Detective Pikachu. Have you heard about the outcry about the Sonic the Hedgehog film?
Oh my god, have you seen it though?
It's so bad.
Oh, it's fucking terrible.
It's
dude.
So bad.
The first I heard of it was on the radio, and the guy describing it was like, he has a man's teeth. He has man's teeth.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
I'm like, what is this? And I went and seen the trailer myself, and I was like, it's Jim Carrey is Eggman, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what you said something about Jim Carrey, it reminded me.
Fuck, it is so bad looking, D. Like, terrible. Like, I don't even know how they think this could be good.
I'm hoping it's a
fake trailer.
It's not. It's real.
Oh, Sonic. I'm not even a fan of Sonic. I didn't grow up playing
the
Sonic.
The things I like about Sonic are, like, the noises and how it looks as a game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like, the character Sonic.
I don't care.
Has there ever been a story about that anyone's cared about?
No. Dr. Eggman, like, stealing...
Yeah, animals. That's it.
Is it animals?
Is it not?
I don't know.
He stole animals from the forest.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I thought so. It's like if there's not going to be rings in it, and there's not going to be him going at supersonic speeds through these, like, weird convoluted levels.
Yeah, like definitely run. Yeah.
There's not going to be. It looks like it's a regular, like, just...
People's world just with a half CGI, half real man in a suit. He seems to change size a lot in the trailer.
First up, the thing about this is the backlash about how he looks has been so bad.
That other FX designers, have you seen those videos?
They made their suggestions?
Yeah.
The actual CGI team have said, we're sorry, we're gonna fix it.
Really?
Yeah. They got such a bad backlash.
When is this due out, by the way?
I don't know. I'd say it's going to be delayed.
Oh, they have to delay it.
They've said that they're going to change it.
If you haven't seen this trailer, go and watch this trailer. It's fucking terrible.
It's really bad.
Like, yeah, the whole thing is terrible. Even the whole concept, like, it just looks fucking terrible.
Another thing that was popular on Reddit for a while was that apparently in the trailer, he, like, moves so fast, he creates, like, an EMP.
Oh, yeah.
And knocks out, like, a bunch of things. Someone commented saying, here's the number of babies that Sonic killed. Because whenever he created the EMP, he was like, life support systems for, like, the average amount of children who are on life support went down. It's like, oh my god.
Such backlash. Yeah. That's brilliant.
People are just not impressed, Chris.
Oh god, like, talk about just butchering a movie before you even give it a chance.
Just out of the gate.
You know what, Gone. I'm not saying that I'm glad, because I'm not a bitter person, but I'm glad because Sonic is so shit. I'm sorry.
I like Sonic.
I don't like Sonic.
I like Sonic.
I'm sorry.
Mario is apparently getting a film as well from
Illumination.
Illumination, yeah. The ones who did a thingy. I don't know about that.
Despicable Me.
I mean, they should be able to do a good job. I
fucking hate Despicable.
But the last Mario film, if you remember it?
Mario and Luigi, that one, the two brothers. They're actually men. They're
people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just looks like two really bad cosplayers.
Yeah.
I've never seen the movie, but I've just
seen... It's absolutely horrific.
I've just seen the...
remember like watching the trailer? Or whatever of it? I watched the trailer for it one time. It's so bad.
Terrible.
So bad, Chris. But
Speaking of Despicable Me, I'll segue you into this. I ran the Belfast Marathon and there was a person dressed in a...
Minion?
I'm not even joking, a whole costume, like a whole over, and they had to carry the thing the whole way.
That's smart.
It obviously didn't sit right. And you could see, and it was a female.
Oh.
I only found out at the end it was a female. And she had to hold the thing here and run 26 miles. 27 actually, because they butchered the marathon.
Fuck sakes.
Yeah.
So that is mad.
That's nuts.
How was the marathon?
Terrible.
Awful.
Just terrible. This was the first year that they changed. This was a new route that they had.
Yeah.
They took in to Belfast. They deemed it as a much flatter, faster route, perfect for those doing their first marathon or looking to set a PB.
I heard that.
Made
it easier, apparently.
To be fair, it was a lot flatter than I had thought it was ever going to be, which was nice. Started at Stormont and finished in Ormu Park.
Oh yeah. Park.
And it was, the route was okay. What was terrible that you may have heard, it was on BBC and the news and stuff. The lead car diverted the wrong way at one of the Ormu.
Jesus.
Took everyone the wrong way and added. Now, I clocked 27 mile.
Fucking
some hell. People, it varies depending on who you're talking to. The news reported it's like 400, like four tenths of a mile longer. People said it was only a couple of hundred meters longer. I clocked it. When I finished, I had 27 bang on.
That's mad. So they extended it?
They extended it because of the lead car. The whole thing felt really poorly organized.
I heard that it was like some people were like running up the wrong street because they had like barriers and stuff.
Yeah, they had no barriers in certain areas. The bit that got me, two things, was they came to a point where you run into some park in Belfast. I don't know. Is it Victoria Park?
Could be.
Sure. And... They were trying to keep marathoners to the left and all the relayers to the right, and it was a shit show. They didn't have enough signage beforehand that said, like, the common thing to do would be like put it up, you know, a couple of hundred yards beforehand, marathoners left, thingy right. You came down into these wee gates and it was just a fucking free for all over the place. People crossing over, people everywhere.
Oh, fuck yeah. Right,
you know, one lady standing with like a microphone.
Shouting.
Trying to communicate. People just didn't care. People were trying to just run their fucking race. On top of that, the water stations were the worst I've ever seen in anything.
I actually heard that as well.
Terrible.
Couldn't get.
So a lot of what it was say the road is going heading around to the right-hand side. The natural thing would be to put the water station
on the
there.
Right-hand side.
They put it on the far left.
Oh, so you do away out of your way.
So you had people who wanted water crossing in front of people who didn't.
Shit,
water bottles flying back across. On top of that, the people obviously weren't very experienced with water stations, because the natural thing to do would be to open up as much fucking water as humanly possible, lay it out on the table or
these
on
bottles,
the road.
Yeah.
Bottles, yeah. Sometimes it was cups or whatever. Lay it out and just let the runners grab it as they run by. People standing with armfuls of bottles trying to pass them out. This was never going to work.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a tightly packed marathon. I think they didn't anticipate that like there was no single runners as such. It was just everyone was in a group most of the way. Like when I did Connemara, there was a point where I could look directly in front of me and right behind me, there was no one.
Yeah.
Whereas this, you were always with a crowd of people. And they didn't anticipate that. There were like the stacks, the big pallets of water that runners themselves were stopping and trying to break into the packs to get water out.
Jesus
because
Christ.
People just weren't prepared. So it was so poor.
Fuck me.
I had my bottle with me, and I got a McDonald's had orange juice. They were handed orange juice in one of the things I ran by. I took a quick drink of it and I got a Powerade around the 22 mile mark or something like that. And that was all I had. Just because it was so poor. And then the kind of end area, when you cross the line, you get your medal, was terrible. It was just, there was not enough space. And there was just thousands of people packed into it.
Fucking rammed.
All you want to do at that point is go sit down, stretch out, do whatever. and you had to stay on your feet and try clambering through people. People were queuing up. It looked like the fucking Continental Market, Steve. People were queuing up for food and all, and runners trying to get through. It was poor.
Are those people like waiting at the end?
Yeah.
That's mad, eh?
Yeah, it wasn't great, but I knocked 10 minutes off my time.
Bazinga.
So I was happy enough with that, and now I'm getting ready for Port Tumnel now in
Purumna.
4 weeks, so that should be good.
In Galway.
Yeah.
Good crack.
Yeah, should be good. But yeah, Belfast just wasn't a nice, overall nice experience. I lost a part of a toenail in the process.
So that's just not good.
Also ran through Charles Hurst. Do you know Charles Hurst? Mm-hmm. That place is fucking huge. That may as well be an island.
The cars?
Yeah.
Is that... Do you actually run? So you run down the Berkshire Road and across mm-hmm. there and mm-hmm. then down the Lisbon Road. Mm-hmm. I really should have come out and cheered you on. I'm about 100 metres.
I'm pretty sure.
So when you come onto the Lisbon Road, you turn right?
We ran by, I'm pretty sure, or on the road that we took walking back from QCon to your place that night.
Possibly. When you came through Charles Hurst, you go right or left? I thought you went right.
Right?
Yeah. If you went left, you would have went up by me. So you would have. Because I could see the signs.
Oh, really?
But I just assumed it was like,
because I remember running on roads and I was like, oh, I remember this from that walk that time. And I was like, oh, cool. Yeah.
There you go. It's fucking two Charles Hurst, yeah.
That place is huge, that place.
It is, like, yeah.
Monstrously big.
I think Charles Hurst is a monopoly and I think he should be broken up. Because he's got, it's like Charles Hurst, Peugeot, Renault, BMW, everything.
That's what I mean. And it was like big areas and like speed bumps and ramps and people driving around in like golf carts inside the facility.
Yeah.
I was like, what size is this place? I thought it was just a little car.
You know what annoys me about that though, right? What? That is the only road that links the Lisbon Road and the Berkshire Road, because there's a train track that goes right between the middle of them. And there's like that one road that you came out is the only one that links it for like basically from there up until like Tate's Avenue, which is like maybe a half a mile up the road. I'm like, they close their gates at like 8 o'clock every evening. So it's just annoying. Why do you not let people through?
Yeah. Speaking of linking roads, D, just now you said
road linkage, Chris.
There was a steep 38 meter slide in Spain that was closed after just one day following injuries. The 38 meter long slide in Estepona on the Costa del Sol is intended to give residents of all ages a quick way to travel between streets that sit at two completely different levels.
No way!
Yeah, so they made this giant 38 meter fucking slide that goes down. It's a stainless steel chute, reported to be Spain's longest, and has a gradient that varies between 32 and 34 degrees, which is quite steep, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, that's
mad. It was unveiled on Thursday, but shut the following day after people complained of injuries.
I can just imagine getting a serious fucking burn.
Because you know how hot Spain is as well. The Estepona slide is a piece of shit, one woman wrote on Twitter. I went on it and got hurt all over. I flew 2 meters and the police started to laugh. She also posted pictures of her grazed elbows, adding, I'm not putting up one of my arse, which is worse. On Friday, the council said it had ordered the company that built the slide to carry out a thorough check, but it also said that people needed to follow the instructions posted on the slide, such as riding it, sitting up rather than laying down, keeping arms in, and not using it at the same time as other people.
This is the weirdest thing ever.
The image shared widely on social media was an isolated event, the council said in a statement. More than 1,000 people used the slide correctly on Thursday and without incident. Nevertheless, given the situation, the council have requested a new check to provide maximum guarantees for users.
It seems like a good idea, the slide, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just slide down, you're down there really quick. Mm. But logistically, right?
Yeah.
Say there's 100 people has to get down
mm-hmm.
and they all have to take their turn.
Yeah.
And you're at the back of the queue. Wouldn't it just be quicker if you had some steps?
Yeah.
And everyone just go at once?
Yeah.
Spain.
And someone also said, how long will it take for one drunken tourist to die on this thing?
Yeah, right.
Because it's fucking steep.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah.
Seems like a waggy idea.
I'm glad that Spain are doing this. That's innovative.
Well, there you go. At least they're trying it.
But if
new.
You're going to do it, at least put down, you know, like the duo ones, like 4 or 5 slides that all just go like that.
Oh, yeah,
just
yeah.
build that. There's plenty of theme parks that close that have those like left out back.
This isn't a theme park.
This is public street. This is public street. There's two different levels. Just put a slide down.
There you go.
I like that they're thinking of this kind of stuff.
I mean, yeah, they're thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
We need more solutions like this mm-hmm. in today's world.
Champions League and Premier League, D?
Yeah. Premier League just finished up yesterday.
Yeah.
what do you think, Chris?
To be fair, coming from a household that has been other side Liverpool for years, I was disappointed to see Liverpool not get it.
Really, yeah?
I wouldn't be a massive fan of City, but to lose the Premier League by 1 point mm-hmm. after so much work It just feels...
It's the first time, I think. It's cruel. Well, it's the biggest point tally that's never won the league.
Yeah.
It's 97 points and they didn't win. They lost one game all season to City.
To City. That was a big game, big calls made in that game.
That's the one that made it. I mean, it was a great run.
Both teams
had an absolutely class run.
Yeah.
The last like 10, 15 games.
Yeah. Brilliant. From Christmas on has been incredible for those two. I mean, yeah, had Liverpool won that game against City, they would have went 10 points clear.
What?
At that point, they would have went 10 points
clear. Oh, yeah, back then. Yeah, yeah.
And that was...
But would have sealed it.
Probably would have sealed it. Yeah.
But there you go.
I was just watching the live scores pinned at my phone.
I
seen Liverpool 1-0. I was like, oh. And then Brighton. And I was like, oh, this is it.
Brighton had the lead for like 40 seconds. Yeah.
1-1, 2-1, 3-1, 4-1. I was like, Jesus, they're just relentless. No,
City are a machine at this point.
Yeah. I don't know. It's, with the Champions League as well, I want Tottenham.
Do you?
100%. I want Tottenham. I think they deserve it. I mean, you can't really say who deserves it more, but...
No, I suppose not.
But I want Tottenham.
I don't.
Do you not? Chelsea fan, so. Yeah. I do. But I think
I'd love to see
Liverpool are obviously going into it class as favourites, I'd imagine.
I'd say so, but probably not deservingly so, because Tottenham have done some serious stuff to get here.
The two games that got both teams here were spectacular.
Fantastic.
Absolutely fucking spectacular.
Just to be 3-0 down against Barcelona.
Yep. To come, yeah.
That's already impossible.
That's impossible odds. It's Barcelona.
And then they just...
To take it to Anfield.
And they win it. Like,
it's just 4-0 on the night. You know, like...
It was just a stupid, stupidly impossible thing to do.
It was brilliant.
Fantastic.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And like, I honestly, like, don't care for Liverpool that much.
Nope.
You know, when the season that they came closest recently to winning the league...
Mm-hmm.
With the
slip
with Brendan Rodgers when they had the slip against Chelsea,
yeah.
I was ecstatic. I was so happy to see them beat. You have no idea, no reason to be. Like, they're not even classic rivals. Chelsea,
no.
But so happy because I didn't want them to win it.
Yeah.
Mainly because of Suarez, but anyway, right?
Yeah, that's a whole other.
This season, I feel so bad for them.
Yeah,
I really think they should have won the league
because
I love their football.
They're playing good stuff on.
I think Klopp is class.
Yeah.
And I genuinely hope they do win the Champions League.
I want to see Tottenham do it. The Tottenham Ajax again, something
fucking class.
Fucking else.
I mean, imagine
getting a hat trick away from home to win to put your team through the Champions League final.
Some French sports magazine, like a really old classic one, give him a perfect 10, something like the 10th time they've ever done it.
For a performance,
for his reign, to say, because he didn't do a single thing wrong. But Chris, imagine Madrid. You lost. Did they lose 1-0 or was it 2-1 or something?
1-0
was right,
and then
they lost. They conceded two.
Yep, two on the
straight
night.
Away.
Yep,
and like
that's it. 3-0, a 3-0 deficit with one away goal,
and then they scored their hat trick and took it home. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, for Pochettino, I just thought it was just incredible.
I do like him,
scenes at the end of that was. Fucking unbelievable, day.
Just absolute madness.
No, go on ahead.
The Liverpool Tottenham final and a Chelsea Arsenal final in the Europa League.
In the Europa League as well.
It's all English teams in the European competition. Yeah. It's absolutely mad.
When is the final of the Champions League, actually?
It's normally the last week of May.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not far.
I look forward to that, actually.
Absolutely.
It'll be a good game.
It'll be a classic, Chris.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. It's going to be good. It's in Baku.
Is it?
Yeah. Isn't it Baku? Or is that the Europa?
I thought it's the Europa League.
The Europa's in Baku? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. This one's Madrid, the road to Madrid.
Yep.
The Baku, interestingly enough, has got one flight a week from the UK.
Jesus.
So Chelsea and Arsenal are trying at the minute to put on flights themselves for fans. Or you can take a more... indirect approach by flying to Ukraine, then to Russia, then from Russia to Pakistan, and Pakistan to Baku.
Jesus Christ.
One flight a week.
There has been so much criticism about where they've decided, because Azerbaijan isn't even in Europe.
No. And it is a fucking strict place as well.
Oh, is Baku? It? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Very strict. They'd be like Dubai strict.
Oh, gosh.
Have you seen
the stadium as well?
No. I haven't seen the stadium.
The stadium is one of those Olympic stadiums?
Oh, no. It's not with the track.
Massive track. Massive track around the side. So if you have a front row seat, you're still about 10 meters away from the pitch.
I hate that. There's awesome. Nothing worse.
And on top of all that there, I think Chelsea and Arsenal have about 6,000 tickets each.
And the rest is for...
The rest is for other...
Azerbaijanis?
Yeah. Not Azerbaijanis, but like, you know, they always have like them high tier seat like business and corporate and all that
the
bullshit.
The fuck wants a corporate seat in an Olympic stadium? Unless you're watching the fucking Olympics.
It's bullshit, like. It's absolute bullshit.
Oh my god, I didn't even know about that.
They're under... You're UEFA under so much flack for it, like, and it's rightly so. Like, I mean, look at... It's nice to be like going to like different places and trying to get football, you know, brought up, but like... Europa League needs to be somewhere central in fucking Europe. Because you don't know who's going to win it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like, literally, these are the two furthest away fucking points.
Points. Yeah.
So stupid.
Yeah, Madrid, like, you know, there you go. Slap bang, center.
Madrid.
Spain. Perfect.
Anywhere in Germany, anywhere in France, anywhere in Spain.
Yeah.
Fucking even Italy
even
or like.
Turkey or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
But Turkey has been done
even,
before.
No, Turkey's pretty far.
And it's away, but it's been done before.
Yeah,
Istanbul.
It's been done before. But it's like. Put it somewhere sensible. Even I would even say if you're going to put it in somewhere in England, even that's a little out of the way. Because like,
yeah, people come.
Everyone in Europe now has to travel like by flight. Yeah. Like it's just so
but
stupid.
Baku. Money talks, D.
It does. Your luck where the World Cup is in 2022.
Qatar. Guitar.
But yeah, aside from the politics of it all, the football has been class.
The football has been spectacular. It's been a really nice run in. I see Brighton sacked thingy this morning.
Chris Houghton this morning.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I was reading about United season.
Oh, here. Just.
It's been a lot of ups and downs.
Yeah.
Because it was so bad. And then it got so good.
And now it's just got so bad again.
It got so bad again. But it's like someone commented and read it and it was like, if you're a United fan... It's particularly bad because City won the league.
Yeah.
Liverpool could probably win the Champions League. City could win the FA Cup.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah. Fuck. It's just like not a great season.
Not a great season at all. But hey, look.
But sure, look at it. Oh, next season. OGS.
Jesus.
What do you think about Ole Gunnar Solskjaer for the long term?
I mean, he's a breath of fucking fresh air. I think a bit premature, maybe.
I know. I remember thinking that at the time. It was like, he's going to do...
Breath of fresh air when he came in.
Exactly.
Brilliant. And then...
I feel like I called it...
Herrera's gone?
Is he gone?
Herrera's gone at the end of the season. No, he's gone.
Yeah. That his contract just ran out.
No, sold. To fuck knows where. I forget where. I just heard he was gone. And that is like...
I'm sure he's going to make his own team now.
Yeah.
He's got his money.
That's it. Yeah.
I think at the time when he came in, I was like, he's going to be the standard new manager kind of period, like the honeymoon period.
Yeah.
Good results. Everyone looks good. They give him the contract for long term and he just isn't a long term manager.
Well, he has next season to prove himself.
That's it. You never know.
So does Brandon Rodgers at Leicester, actually.
I know, yeah.
That's
right
another fucking big one there.
So does fucking Mauricio Sarri at Chelsea. Yeah.
Sport has been good lately, dude.
Sport has been great.
Starting from fucking Tiger Woods winning the Masters.
So many big, like just crazy things. What was that recent match that was just an absolute fucking belter? It was in the Champions League. I forget it, like instant classic. I don't remember it.
In Champions League?
Yeah. Was it Liverpool?
Recently?
Oh, I don't know. Just there's been so much going on in football.
Now you have fucking, the fight for promotion as well in Championship.
I know. Villa and Leeds, isn't it?
Leeds, yeah. Oh, no. Is it Villa and Leeds? Is Derby? It was Derby and Leeds there the weekend.
Yeah, and Leeds won.
That's crazy.
Villa, Leeds, yeah. And Leeds is another old foe for United as well. Yeah. So they could be coming up back to tournament just class. Who won the Championship?
Norwich, was it?
Yeah. Good teams coming up.
A lot of stuff going on in the world of sport as well.
Great teams, guys.
It's crazy.
Is the Rugby World Cup this summer? No, maybe.
What year is this?
This 2019. It is this normally like an odd year.
Yeah.
So it could be.
I'll find out if you know.
I'd like to think that it is. That could be fun as well. I'm pretty sure it is actually. Whew, a lot of big stuff been happening.
The Giro d'Italia is on at the minute. I'm actually keeping up to date with it.
Where is it?
At the minute, Italy.
Well, does it not normally start somewhere?
It does,
else?
Yeah. But at the minute, they were in Tuscany.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's where stage two.
People probably think I'm retarded there when you said the Giro d'Italia.
No, it went through fucking Chieti.
Yeah,
it went through Chieti. Yeah. It's never fucking.
It starts somewhere else, and then it comes home.
What else? You got anything else you want to talk about?
Have I? No. Do not.
I've been I've changed my diet up the last like 3 weeks.
Have you?
This is my third week on it.
What are you on?
It's a very plant-based diet. I've like eliminated a lot of meat, a lot of milk, cheeses. It's very vegan.
Sounds very keto. But
not without being fully vegan. And I'm feeling a lot of difference. It won't load. The Rugby World Cup won't load.
What spurred on the change, Chris?
Well, at the start of the month, I undertook a couple of different things that I wanted to do. So I've been off social media entirely for this month. So far, the month of May.
Excellent.
I wanted to see if I could go without meat for a week and then build upon that. And I did. This is my third week now without meat. So I just continued that. And then the more I read about it, the more I was reading about like plant-based diets and their use in, you know, exercise and fitness and mental well-being and the whole lot. And I was like, you know what? I may as well
go the whole hog.
Not really the whole hog, like, but slowly but surely introducing more and more in. That's not to say like I won't enjoy a steak if I ever go out for dinner, or but I'm making very educated decisions.
You're a flexitarian.
I'm a flexitarian. That's a fucking great word. We have got loads of great words today. I'm a flexitarian, yeah. So basically I'm getting most of my, or all of my protein from
peanut butter.
From peanut butter. From
plant-based sources. Kale.
Well, nuts, grains, seeds, beans, things like that.
No kale?
Oh, I have kale. Yeah, I have lots of kale, yeah. I do have actually lots of kale.
Don't know if that has any protein.
I started eating... I'm eating a lot of like vegetarian burritos, which are fucking tremendous. If you can picture like a big ass burrito just without the chicken.
I've always felt that a burrito would be well suited to a vegetarian.
It's very
just big ass chunky peppers and stuff.
What I have is the brown rice, the black beans. Then I made my own salsa with the sweet corn, the tomatoes. I put some peppers in there, coriander, squeeze a lime, then some guacamole, homemade guacamole on it. It's very, very good. It's very, very good. Eating lots of fruits and veggies.
You know what you should do? You should bread up some mushrooms and fry them. Oh. Tastes just like chicken. I'll stand by that. I think it tastes... There's the consistency of like a chicken nugget. Like
a breaded, yeah, okay. You know I get that.
I love breaded mushrooms.
Yeah, so do I, delicious. Actually. Yeah, I'm quite fond. Have you had any nice food?
Yeah, I've had some delicious food recently.
Tell me about that.
I was up in Donegal and went to... In Donegal town, the Market House restaurant. Got steak on the stone.
Oh.
Yeah.
You do like... Here, tell me this before I forget. What do you call that place that you went to in Belfast where you cooked your own steak at the time?
Sticks and Stones. STIX and Stones.
Aha.
Like the River Styx.
Brilliant.
Yeah, this place in Donegal did not compare. Nowhere near. Nothing like it.
Oh, really? Not great?
No. The novelty was there of make you cook your steak your own way on the stone, but
Donegal is a very fish friendly place.
There you go. It's all about fish, and we got steak, so
yeah,
it was fine. Dead on. Didn't like the chips. Whatever. Got past it.
What was wrong with the chips?
They just weren't great. They were just like oven chips or something like that.
Oh.
I mean, they just weren't nice.
All right.
We got past that. Got over that. Yeah. The following evening, we went to. What did we go the following evening? Went to
tell me
an Italian place in Donegal town called
that's different, La
Belladonna.
Okay,
amazing.
Yeah,
delicious.
Wow.
Laura got the carbonara. I got a calzone folded over pizza. Jesus Christ, I cut into this thing and like the tomato sauce like just ran
just
out,
poured
almost
out.
Like water. It was like just freshly squeezed tomato. They say on their menu things take longer to cook because it's all fresh. It was so good, Chris. The cheese was just like so like stringy. It was like perfectly cooked. Everything had baked inside of the calzone, so everything was just like cut, like just drenched in tomato sauce. I'm salivating just talking about it.
Wow,
it was so good.
I've never had a calzone.
You should definitely try.
I would like a calzone.
And then Laura's, she had a right bit of her carbonara. I love a carbonara. Mm-hmm. The stuff just had the right kind of like fats on it, the right oils or something. Yeah. Just every mouthful was just like, oh yeah,
just delicious.
So good. I was really, really, really impressed with that.
Wow.
And then...
La Belladonna?
La Belladonna. Donegal town. Highly recommended. This morning then, whenever we checked out and stuff, we drove up to Ballybuffet just to sort of see a different part of Donegal, and then went into a place called The Gallery Restaurant for our breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Got French toast.
Was it delicious?
It was amazing. Oh. It was so good.
Mm-hmm.
And Laura got a pancake snack, And Jesus Christ.
Were the pancakes good?
The pancakes were grand, yeah. They kind of soaked up the maple syrup. And then you kind of like put your sausage or your bacon on top of that and take it all together. It tastes so good.
Oh, it's great. Like salty and sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Laura said the same thing. I was like,
it's like getting bacon bits in your milkshake in 5Ks. It's what you do. Maybe. Salty and sweet.
But I was like, no way. Laura's like, try it. I was like, fuck you.
Yeah, right. 2019. Sorry. Yeah,
World Cup. Yeah. Yes. Just those were the two most delicious meals I've had in a while.
Wow.
Just so good.
I really want to try a few new places actually, but
you should experiment with your veganality, Chris.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So I'm gonna start finding a couple of places. I need to go and do a big food shop now in the next day or two. I did one last week and just fucking, I annihilated Tesco. I annihilated them.
Just like to hear.
Yeah, it was very good. So I need to go back and do something similar. But I like it. Steady energy levels across the board. No fluctuations. No.
You sound like a fucking cyborg, Chris.
Steady energy levels across the board. No cravings for anything really.
Fair enough. Are you doing that thing where you cut out your carbs and your sugars and stuff?
No, fair enough. No, I'm still getting my carbs and just making sure it's from a source that fits in with my diet.
Are you gonna do you gonna try and be like I said about how being more environmentally focused?
Well, we have been as a whole, as a family, the past month or so, we've definitely made a big impact. Just made a couple of changes. Planted all our own stuff again. We've got our compost bin up and going again.
Bazinga.
Everybody's eating a lot more fresh fruit and vegetables and stuff
you
like
cut
that.
Out so the meat.
Cut out the meat.
You cut out the methane.
Yeah. And I'm a couple of, I think I told you a couple of podcasts ago that I've been taking a lot of cold showers.
Oh yeah.
I'm just universally on cold now. I like it. I like it. Yeah. I'm getting to the point where I'm slowly, the temperature is, it used to start at like the halfway point. So I get a bit of warm and then I turn it cold. And then as it went on, I started slightly colder. So I'm hoping to get to the point where I can just start it fully cold.
Just start it fully cold.
Just embrace it, you know.
And then, because you'll adjust it quicker than you will from hot to cold.
I do. I like it. I like the shower.
I don't. I like a hot shower. The only time I take a cold shower is immediately, like the moment after a hot shower, I'll just turn it cold.
Yeah.
And you just like lock in. Funny, you feel like a furnace when you start the shower.
I actually had a hot shower after the marathon. That was my first like full hot shower in a while. Which it would have made sense to probably have a cold one then.
Yeah.
But I was so broke. I was just like, I just need something to just revive me a little bit here. Yeah. My knees were so swole. I don't know how I'm going to do this in a couple of weeks, but it's going to be good.
Fair play.
B&B booked for 2 nights up there in case I need it, but I'm hoping I only need the one. It starts at like 7 a.m. So I'm hoping to be done by
what?
Like 12:30 or so.
Yeah. Why does it start so early? Just
because the ultras start a wee bit earlier than the marathoners so they can get, you know, probably.
Oh, there's a marathon happening as well. Right, gotcha.
So everything needs to start kind of
bit earlier.
Prompt. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm also looking forward to our next podcast because I thoroughly enjoyed this. We've covered a lot of fucking stuff.
We did. It's been a ranting, raving one.
I like it though. It felt good. Yeah.
We had a lot of interesting facts in there.
Yeah. Thalassophobia.
Damn it, I was going to say it.
Sorry.
Thalassophobia.
I can cut me out if you want. it's really good podcasty. Thank you.
We did good, Chris.
I actually put a podcast in my last like 3 miles in the marathon.
You have music on?
I didn't until then. I took earphones with me on the off chance that I would just completely break and need them. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to put a podcast just because I was like,
why not?
Yeah. I was like, oh, see if I can take my mind off the pain on my knees. It helped. And then it went away. So
that's mad.
But I hope that we could be listened to someday in that kind of.
I'm sure we will.
Hope we have an interesting podcast.
I'm sure we will. I'm sure someone, there might have been someone in that marathon on Sunday who did the exact same thing. You just don't know.
With us?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Of course they did.
Maybe. Who knows?
We have a lot of listeners in like America, you know that?
I know.
We have like, I think like 2% of our listeners come from Ireland.
Really?
Yeah, the rest is all like America and fucking.
I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that. Keep the 2%
global reach.
Yeah, global warming. That's what
global fucking warming.
We're warming the earth with our sultry voices.
Sultry is another good word.
Right?
Yeah.
God, we've had so many good words today. I'm telling you, it's all the book reading. It's keeping my intellectual levels high.
That's what you want to do.
Thank you, ladies. What?
Do you know what we should do sometime?
Yeah, sorry.
We need to do like a quiz. We need to test our knowledge.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
We should do a quiz.
Why don't we do that next podcast?
We should do that next podcast.
Do you want me just to get my brother to come out and he can be like the third person?
He'll be the quiz master.
And he will just get, what do you want to go for? Just general knowledge of the world.
Maybe we do a couple of buzz rounds. You do like a music round, yeah. Film round. Yeah.
Okay.
General knowledge.
That sounds terrific.
Geography.
I'll tell him to get it all prepared. And when he comes, he will sit there and me and you will do, we'll be there. And then we can discuss the kind of answer.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be very intellectual.
What an excellent podcast this is going to be. I also was talking to the main man during the week. And he was saying about doing probably an Egypt episode where we talk.
Because we are Egyptologists.
We're big Egyptologists, but I'd like to discuss Egypt.
Did we ever talk about how Egyptologist is the best name for a job because it's just the name of the thing followed by ologist?
Right.
Like if we're podcastologists.
Yeah, like a zoologist.
Oh, that's good too.
Yeah, but it should be zoo workerologist because you're not a zoo is just a place. So is Egypt.
So is Egypt.
Right?
Volcanologist.
Oceanologist. That's a real thing, isn't it?
Houseologist.
What could we be?
Podcastologist.
Podcastology. Podcology. Podcology?
I'm a podcologist.
It sounds like a crisp. Like prawn cracker.
Prawn
cocktail. I don't know. We've lost it now.
Let's just go back to podcasters.
Podcasters. Ology. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for joining us on what was episode 77. Remember, you can find this podcast. I didn't do this midway through.
No.
Because there was no midway.
This was all just one big chunk.
Huh?
This is one big podcasting chunk.
You can find this podcast and all previous podcasts over at youtube.com/xitegaming. That is the area of operations, the umbrella.
Under which we umbrella.
Yeah.
On.
On top of. or you can take us with you on the go, like the 2% of our Irish listeners do.
Bazinga.
Using any podcast hosting service.
Yep. Basically. Spotify, yeah. iTunes, mm-hmm. or Apple mm-hmm. Podcasts.
I downloaded the Stitcher app. It's actually quite user friendly. So
you like Stitcher?
Yeah.
There's a recommendation from Chris for Stitcher.
The only reason is because it's the only one I could find Joe Rogan on to take with me, the audio on the go, apart from iTunes. And I don't want to use iTunes.
You can't.
No.
You don't have...
Well, I can get the thing for Android, but that means getting another...
Bullshit.
I'm not doing that.
That's very good, then. So you can get us on Stitcher now as well?
Yep. We're as big, if not bigger, than Joe Rogan at the minute.
We're blowing up.
We're blowing up pretty hard.
Pretty sizably.
Yeah, pretty hard. So we got to go here. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you all bright-eyed, bushy-tailed next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.